Punch Audio, through the Audiobook Creation Exchange, presents Let Them Eat Cake, French Twist Series, Book 1. Written by Sandra Bird, performed by Sophie Amos. To eat an egg, you must break the shell. French Proverb. Chapter 1. Chaque personne sait où sa chaussure pince. Each woman knows where her shoe pinches. Catbert avoided catching my eye. Never a good sign. He prowled the aisles all day, but didn't stop to say hello or ask about my plans for the weekend. My cubicle had recently been expanded by 3 inches to accommodate my new cellmate, Celine, who silently typed nonstop. The woman was a machine. I tried not to compare the stack of nutrition labels she had robotically processed since 8 that morning with my own paltry offering. I pulled up another document and studied it. I wonder why they used an emulsifier in this recipe. I closed my eyes and thought about it. And was this soft wheat? I heard a cough behind me and quickly opened my eyes. Should I help you? Celine asked in French, eyeing the stack I still had to translate. Non merci, I answered. I was thinking about the flour. Bon, she said. She had a smile like sour milk. I'd asked her to lunch when she first joined us. She'd informed me that she didn't take lunches, and would I please stop burning lavender candles at the desk? Les allergies. I glanced at the clock. It was nearly 5. In order to get my quota done today, I'd have to stay at least another hour. Again. Celine tidied up her station, turned off her Moroccan music, and bid me a stiff goodnight. Everyone else began to pour from the room like mice from a hole. I typed faster. I felt more than saw him standing behind me.
Miss Stewart, Catbert said.
I turned around and looked up. Yes?
Can you come with me?
He nodded toward his glassed-in office, overlooking the cubicles. Should I finish these labels first? I asked, cotton-mouthed. He shook his head.
That won't be necessary.
Uh-oh.
I followed him into his office, and we sat across the table from each other.
Your French is really very good, he said. You simply don't translate enough documents in a day to make it worth your time. Or ours.
I'm just so fascinated by the business, I said quickly. I enjoy seeing what's going into each product. He nodded curtly.
But you're not here to evaluate contents, Miss Stewart. You are here to translate.
I see, I said, feeling desperate and hating myself for begging for a job that I loathed. I can certainly work more quickly. He shook his head.
That's what the 30-day trial period was for. I wish you the best.
He handed me my final paycheck and a cardboard box for the few items I had at my cubicle.
I'm sorry.
I nodded and took the paycheck and the box, not trusting myself to speak for fear of releasing the tears. What was I going to do? I packed up my half-burned lavender candles, got into my car, and drove slowly in order to collect myself before pulling up in front of my parents' West Seattle house. I'd moved back in a little over a month ago to find a job and save some money for a rental deposit on my own place. I left my box of cubicle gear in the trunk, stashed like a dead body. I pasted on a smile and walked into the house. My mother was just hanging up the phone and looked exultant.
Guess what? She said.
What?
All the permits are in place and we're ready to go.
How long until your new place is ready to move into? I asked, trying to dredge up enthusiasm from somewhere deep within.
6 months, Mom answered.
No longer. She glanced at me out of the corner of her eye. I'd lived for 24 years in a family rife with unspoken conversations and unstated expectations.